eyes. He was blind, of course. And he heard that Jesus Christ was coming through Jericho. And he didn't know it, but it is at last. Thank that. And he wanted healed. He wanted to see, he said. And people kept telling him, be quiet, just be quiet. But the more they told him to be quiet, the more he shouted. Wanted to see. I'd like to imagine him saying, look, look, we can't get you a CNI dog. And he would have said, I love CNI dogs, but I don't want them. I want to see. We'll get you one of those fancy sticks. That'll help. No, I don't want a stick. I want to see. We'll get you a job. You can earn some money. It'll give you some self-respect. And he would have said, I don't want self-respect. I don't want a CNI dog. I don't want a cane. I think all those things are lovely, but I want to see. And he kept shouting. The master then called him and said, what? What would you like? And he said, no, I want to see. And this is what we want. Nothing less. God in Isaiah. My name is Yahweh. That is my name. I will not share my glory with anyone, nor my praise to carved images. And again later he said, look up to me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. For there is no other God but me. If you love your country and you gather in a good spirited meeting and all the talk is about the country and all of that, you come away loving it more. And if you love the Christ, then you come to a place like this, at a time like this, sing like this, pray like this, hear these things like these, you go away loving him more.
Amen.
And the Christ that he ended up seeing, and the Christ that you and I see. We speak up here. We drink here. We eat here. On the road to Emmaus, we're all disturbed. The stranger walks up. What's disturbing you? What? You some stranger? Here is what happened. And he begins to speak, and it says their eyes were restrained. They didn't know who it was, and he talks of scripture, and later they say, didn't our hearts burn? Didn't he know the Bible? Didn't we think, oh, this is a great Bible teacher, this really gets a hold of things, and still they didn't know him. He's going one way, they're going to an end, they say, oh no, no, come with us. He joins them. They're about to eat. He breaks the bread, and then the breaking of the bread. Scripture says their eyes were open. Luke doesn't say they saw his hands. His business mainly is about the covenant. About the night he broke the bread, gave thanks. They see it happening again, but they couldn't have missed, could they? They couldn't have missed his hands. And as he breaks the bread and offers thanks, now they know him. They can't wait to run back and they tell. And then later we're told in John 20 and verse 20 that he appears to them in the upper room and they are very much afraid. He said, oh, don't, it's me. And he shows them, the text says, he shows them his wounds. And it says they rejoice, for they saw the Lord. They saw the Lord in seeing the wounds. That was the one indisputable marker of who this is. And it's the one indisputable marker of who this God is that we worship. When the world really needed him, when the world really needed God to come and make a difference, he comes, but he doesn't come as God. He comes as this young man that's carpenter?
That's right.
One of us.
Yes.
Yes. And later on in that John chapter 20, Thomas, who hadn't seen all of it, he said, look, he was dead, and I can't believe this. I don't care what you say. I won't believe it until the text you know. And the Christ then says to him, check it all right. I don't know if he did or he didn't. But when he saw him, he ended up saying, what you've been saying here, this is your faith. He said, my Lord and my God. I don't know how he got there. I used to love the text because the witnesses didn't know how to handle that. Yes? And then later I thought, yes, but it isn't there for the witnesses. It's there for the church of God. What kind of a God is it that stands in front of you bearing all the marks of having been beaten by a world and then rises? This is the God that we've come to know. And while we're tiny, while we're only the only little people, for pity's sake, but what we sing is little. What we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus isn't little. A 12-year-old boy, brand new Christian, asked for the first time to lead a public prayer. He's all frightened, he's all wavering in his toe, and he's having a tough time saying the prayer, but when he concludes with the name of, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you listen really hard, way some distance, you hear a dragon screaming. A little boy, a little girl at night, running with a grandmother or whoever, praying. And the last words, the words we say here. And somewhere, if you listen really hard, you can hear the shaking of the walls of the city of Pandemonium. We have come to know, small in all as we are, tiny in all as we are, limited in all as we are, we have this story that has been brought to us. In Luke chapter 12, 32, he says, fear not, little flock. Why is that? For it is your Father's good pleasure. Sin is not only pleasing, he wills it so. It's the pleasing will, it's the will that pleases him. It pleases your Father to give you the kingdom. And in Luke 10, verse 3, he said, I send you out as lambs of men, wolves. And then in 21, and then 24, he says, Father, I'm glad. You, Lord of heaven and earth, I'm glad that you hid these from the wise, these things from the wise, and you revealed them unto babes. And then in 24, he takes his disciples and privately says to them, do you know that kings, this is Luke 10, 24, do you know that kings and prophets, wise men, have sought to know what you know, and it wasn't given to them, it was given to you? What does that mean? I know what it means. Yes, I mean, you know what it means. But what does it mean? It means that you, you're the envy of the ages.
Amen.
Kings, prophets, wise men, the big hitters. The world builders thought, what's it all about? Angels in heaven saw it. It wasn't given to them, given to you. You, me, us, here. Not just for us, for the world.
Yes.
And here we sing.
Amen.
And here we pray. And here we suffer together. Not just for us. We keep alive the truth of the story. That God has not abandoned the world. That he loved them. And as we eat and drink together, we see. come to us in and out of the Lord Jesus Christ, and who died and bears all the marks. Revelation 4 shows us the throne is the midst of everything. Everything revolves around it. His throne in heaven, not in Rome, nowhere. In heaven rules everything. And in the middle of the throne, chapter 5 of Revelation, there's a lamb standing as though it had been slain. Everything is different now. It's a new world. And in Revelation chapter 20, he sees a new Jerusalem. I'm ignoring John's point, yes. But he sees a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, obviously to the new earth. And he says in verse 5, behold, not look, behold. He said, look, works. Behold's bigger.
Look, he said,
behold, salt. He said, look, salt. The behold, something else. He says, behold, I make everything new. This is not the God of status quo.
Amen.
This is the God of resurrection. This is the God of making things different. In the moving of passion, an inspired use of a piece of scripture, we have these flashbacks. The Christ, for the third or fourth time, has fallen, all beaten up, streaked, blood, sweat, and spit. He falls again, and a woman runs to his side. He sees it's his mother. They get a flashback of when he was a little boy, and he falls and hurts himself, and she comes and makes it better. And he looks up and sees it's her under the cross, and he says to her, you remember. He says, look, mother, I'm making everything new. Believe this, as you do. Believe this. What we eat and drink here bears witness.